Hi, this is a new patient dictation for Belinda Lynch. The date of service is 12/21/2021. Date of birth 10/10/1962. Chief complaints are severe pain in the right shoulder. Patient is unable to lift the arm all the way up as the shoulder hurts her lot, with along with muscle spasm in the lower back and pain in the lower back and middle of the back and both knees. History of trauma. Patient report that she fell down in 2010 in a basement. She fell 10 to 12 steps, and that is responsible for her various symptoms. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from headaches that are located in the top of the vertex. And they're usually mild and often not sensitive to light or noise and not associated with nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. There's no symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance or equilibrium or vision problems or balance problems, focus problem, none of them, no confusion or disorientation. Regarding the pain, patient has an ongoing pain in the right upper trapezius as well as right shoulder with difficulty in moving the left shoulder beyond 90 degrees. Pain in the lower back and mid back is reported to be 6, which is off and on, radiating to the right buttock only 3 to 4 times a day as numbness and tingling. She has problem in both knees. The pain is off and on and is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. She also has an issue in the right middle finger, which has been frozen in a previous accident of 2010. And she cannot bend the right middle finger all the way. The patient reports that these pains have been continuous and are not relieved by the previous treatments. They're described as sharp cramping and aching. And the highest intensities are from 5 to 8. With the modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, and improved by medication and massage and hot bath. Patient reports that she has tingling of the right buttock, but there is otherwise no radiation to the arms or the legs other than right buttock, which is usually numb and tingling. There is no bladder bowel incontinence, no muscle weakness. Patient reports that she has no weak, lightheadedness, lethargy, no difficulty walking, fatigue, no anxiety, depression, panic. She says that she can easily walk up to half to one block, stand for half an hour, sitting is okay. And her mood is fair and denies any anxiety, depression, panic, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. ADLs that are affected are as follows. Patient reports that doing yard work is affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Running, vacuuming, opening containers are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Home chores, doing laundry, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets is affected 8. And ability to lift dinner plates is affected 7. System review is as follows. The positive symptoms are heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Rest is negative. Surgical history is positive for gallbladder removal in 1996, appendix removal in 1980, C-section 1982. Allergies, none. Family history, patient report that her mother is deceased due to diabetes, mellitus, and cancer and other issues. Father is alive but suffering from cancer of the prostate and bad heart. Siblings are deceased. Sister died of a heart disease, and other siblings is okay. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with her daughter. She has 4 children, 38, 36, 24 and 21 year old who are all grown up and moved out. And employment status patient is unemployed due to the pain. She is on disability since 2011 because of her fall in 2010 when she slipped down and injured her back and fingers could not bend. She was unable to do any work. Legal history, none. Personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke cigarette 4 to 5 a day, and does not abuse recreational drugs. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 168 over 140, pulse is 68, respiratory rate is 19, temperature is 98.1, height is 5'2", weight under 98. This is a 59-year-old African-American female who is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably and is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good, and the patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well with a cane. Rest of the physical examination will be from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination is also normal. And musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. Inspection reveals a normal spine with normal curvature alignment and no scars. Palpation reveals no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. The pelvic iliac crest height is equal and there is no pelvic tilt noticed. The spine tenderness is not present at all. There is no muscle spasm in the paraspinal region and no hypertonicity or tenderness. Range of motion, cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 18. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 35, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was painful beyond 15 degrees. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was negative. Sperling sign negative, Lermit test negative, destruction test negative, Soto Hall test negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative, Slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive on the right side at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive, Breger test was negative, Kemp test was positive, and Babinski test was negative. Sacroiliac joint, examination reveals standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, destruction test negative. Favor test was positive on the right and Gansner test was positive on the right. The extremities examination, except for the right shoulder and both knees, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal with normal perfusion, normal sensation, normal reflexes, and normal motor power. Quick test was negative and no leg length discrepancy was noticed. The range of motion for all the joints except for the left shoulder are normal and gait is reasonably normal. Patient is using a cane to walk with. The examination of the examination of the left shoulder shows that on palpation there is no tender points, and on inspection there are no dislocations or positive findings. Range of motions of the left shoulder is up to 90 degrees of abduction on active motion, and on passive there is no restriction. The muscle strength is 4/5, and the special tests that were conducted are positive. Hawken-Kennedy test was positive. Empty beer can test is positive, speed test, near test are positive, anterior posterior apprehension test is positive, and drop arm test was positive. Regarding both the knees, patient has severe pain in both the knees, although there is no scar on inspection or erythema effusion. On palpation, there is a peripatellar tenderness and patellar apprehension was positive, but no swelling is noticed. There is some crepitation, popping noise is heard on moving the knees. The range of motions are completely normal, 135 degree flexion. Collateral ligaments are not tender or torn. motor power is normal. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMorris Steinman sign is negative. Diagnosis? General E66.9 110 Z91.81 R26.2. R51. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity, the left shoulder M25.512, M75.10, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Knees M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Spine. In the lower spine, lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, etc. Sacroiliac spine. M54.17, S33.5, XXA, M46.1. Plan of care for Belinda Lynch is from the template. And treatment plan from template. First paragraph, physical therapy. The patient has had intense treatment with physical therapy before. Can you please mention in the extremities examination for this patient that she has a abnormal right middle finger, which is she cannot bend. It is in a hyperextension mode, and it is due to the damage to the extensor tendon. Then the treatment plan continues regarding physical therapy. Patient has had therapy. We are trying to find out from previous records whether patient has had therapy. She was being seen at another clinic, American Medical Center, which has been closed and medical records are not available. So physical therapy is on hold for her. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication. The patient is provided with the following medication. At this time, no medications are provided until her records come. Narcotic analgesics, none are being provided. Non-pharmaceutical modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. There were two records that are available. MRI of the lumbar spine, which is dated 2015 at Basha Diagnostics, was showing the following. Mild spondylosis and facet arthropathy, and L5S1 has a bulging disc and facet arthropathy, ligament of flavum thickening, and mild bilateral neural foramen narrowing, In L4, L5, there is a mild disc bulge with annular tear along the posterior and left paracentral aspect of the disc, mild facet arthropathy and ligament of flavum thickening. L3, L4, only mild facet arthropathy. L2, L3, mild facet arthropathy and ligament of flavum hypertrophy. The MRI of the left knee shows patellofemoral hyaline cartilage thinning with areas of full thickness contour loss and mild tearing of the medial meniscus body with overlying MCL edema and fibrosis. Right shoulder MRI shows mild AC joint arthropathy, rotator cuff tendinosis, moderate to high grade partial articular side intersubstance tearing of the supraspinatus and minimal intersubstance partial tear of the subscapularis. The biceps long head tendinosis and with partial tear, surface fraying of the glenoid labrum and subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. And the examination of the MRI of the right knee, there is a three compartmental hyaline cartilage thinning, most pronounced in the patellofemoral joint space. These MRIs were reviewed with the patient, but they are 7-year-old MRIs. Interventional pain procedures, the patient is recommended an injection to the supraspinatus tendon and the trigger point injection that were present in the upper trapezius muscle. Rest of the procedure will be done after new MRIs and new records are available. Surgical options, none are being considered except a right finger, a middle finger could require a hand surgeon to fix the tendon correction due to the hyperextension mode. Referral to neuropsychiatry is not warranted. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released from American Pain Center. Investigations. No new investigation is being ordered today. Patient will be seen in 10 days' time. With all the records available, then further investigation will be considered. DMEs. No DME is being provided. Education is yes. Weight loss program not warranted. The disability is not required. Patient is already disabled. Follow visit is in 15 days. Direct contact is just. Attention, I have forgotten the vital signs for this visit. Please mention that the blood pressure was 168 over 140. Heart rate was 68. Respiratory rate was 19. Temperature was 98.1. Height was 5'2". And weight was 198. Also, please mention in the musculature examination that there are some trigger points are identified in the upper trapezius muscle where there was some spasm and some tenderness. The patient pointed out these areas, and on examination, it was found that there is a trigger point are located, two of them in the upper trapezius fibers between the neck and the shoulder junction, as well as two in the neck area in the cervical fibers. It appears that these are reproducible circumscribed trigger points, and the symptoms have persisted all this length. That will be the end of dictation for this patient. Thank you.